Good day. This is Paige Estrutori from Financial Services Online with your daily news wrap for Friday, May 16th, 2025. We're starting with a challenging economic revelation. Recent data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics highlights a worrisome downward shift, with Australia seeing an 8% decline in real per capita household disposable income since mid-2022. This stark decrease contrasts with the OECD's 1.8% rise in 2024 and signals potential economic hurdles ahead. The decline implicates a range of industries, primarily retail and services, with household spending under threat, potentially breaking the growth trajectory of our economy. Experts are emphasizing the critical need for enhancing productivity and trade terms and encouraging policymakers to formulate strategies that invigorate growth. Next, we look at the housing sector. Australia's housing market now holds a record worth of $11.3 trillion, as determined in April 2025, with a substantial boost in property values. According to Cotality, the average home value now floats around the $1 million mark, reshaping our economic landscape. With equity expanding for homeowners, first-time buyers might face affordability challenges. The rental market, too, may see turbulence with rising property values. Policymakers are now under scrutiny as the demand for affordable housing grows and the need for strategic urban planning escalates. Dipping into the digital currency world, Bitcoin might be heading towards unprecedented heights, potentially touching $200,000 by year-end, states Global X's investment strategist, Justin Lin. This probable surge is being linked to the crypto-friendly pivot of the U.S. administration and an optimistic market sentiment. However, keep in mind that inconsistent global regulations could create volatility and disturb this growth. With geopolitical shifts and diversification from the U.S. dollar, Bitcoin's appeal as a non-sovereign asset is on the rise. Shifting our focus to the insurance front, Australia's investment platform Asgard, under Westpac, has announced significant hikes in insurance premiums, between 0.7% to as high as 94.6%. This hike is driven by rising claims and operational costs following a partnership review with AIA Australia. Clients with Asgard personal protection packages will take note of these changes beginning July 1st, with communications starting on May 21st. This move is about future sustainability and value of their offerings amidst rising costs, setting a precedent for financial institutions, echoing the importance of transparent client communication and strategic planning. That's your daily financial news wrap for today, with our eye firmly on the pulse of the industry. For broader insights on insurance, finance, superannuation matters, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrutori. Stay informed and make every financially strategic count.